This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This ball's good!
We're counting down the minutes to the first pitch of today's game. Who's in the starting lineup?
Come on, son. You got to get out there and take the mound. It's game time.
What does the skipper have to say?
It's an attitude. You know, like, you got to be willing to defend. You got to be willing to base run or you can't play here.
It's the Leadoff Show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook with Tommy Wirtz on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Happy Sunday. Welcome into the Leadoff Show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan Studios, live here in Hales Corners, Wisconsin. My name is Tommy Wirtz, host of the Leadoff Show here. You can follow me on Twitter at TommyWSSP. If you want to follow the station here at The Fan Milwaukee on Facebook and Twitter. Of course, if you want to listen online, listen at thefanmilwaukee.com and download the free Odyssey app. We are supposed to talk about all things Milwaukee Brewers, taking you all the way up until first pitch here at 12:35 Central Standard Time. Yesterday, that game was not fun. Let's try to move on from that, and we can do that with the starting lineups for today's game.
Looking up, and it is gone!
It's almost time for the first pitch. Let's see who's in today's starting lineups. It's the Leadoff Show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Right-handed lineup today for the Milwaukee Brewers as they're going to face Yankees starter Marcus Stroman for the first time this season in the series finale against the New York Yankees. Lineup looks pretty similar for the New York Yankees yesterday that had a fantastic game. Leading off at first base, it is Paul Goldschmidt again. Cody Bellinger in center field batting second. Aaron Judge, monster game, if you missed that yesterday. He's in right field batting third. Cleanup is Jazz Chisholm at second base. Shortstop Anthony Volpe will be a topic of discussion as well during this show. Bats fifth. Austin Wells sixth and catching. Jason Dominguez in left field. He'll bat seventh. DHing for the Yanks is Ben Rice at third base. Oswaldo Cabrera. Pitching today for the Milwaukee Brewers. Aaron Civale will make his season debut in his first start this season. Lineup looks a little different than the last 2 days. Leading off for the Brewers, second baseman Bryce Terang. In left field, Jackson Churio will bat second. DHing again every game this series, Christian Yelich bats third. William Contreras batting cleanup and catching. Sal Frelick stays in his five-hole spot in right field today. Jake Bowers gets his first start of the young season. He'll play first base and bat sixth. Garrett Mitchell is batting seventh and playing center field. Joey Ortiz at shortstop batting eighth. And Oliver Dunn, also season debut start at third base. Should we just rip the Band-Aid off here? Should we just get into the rewind? Because that was quite the game to watch yesterday from the Bronx.
Did you miss the last game? Did you miss what was said after the last game? It's time to rewind. It's the Leadoff Show, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Before I get going on this, I want to apologize. I want to tell the story of the game. And yesterday, the story sucked. The story was not fun at all. There was no fun to be had if you were a Milwaukee Brewers fan in that game. The Brewers were looking to rebound after dropping the season opener on Thursday. It would be the two new arms towing the slab with Max Fried for the Yanks and Nestor Cortez for the Crew. Christian Yelich was left stranded in the first inning after drawing a four-pitch walk. Well, then the New York Yankees got to bat.
Two tricks for the Yankees. Goldschmidt swings at the first pitch and lofts it to left center field and deep. Mitchell back, track, wall, see ya! Yankee first baseman in 67 games. Bellinger lost one deep to right center. There it goes into the bleachers, see ya! That one's driven deep to left field. There it goes, see ya! Back to back to back, 3-0 Yankees.
Yeah, if you didn't know, that was the first time in MLB history that the first three pitches of the game were home runs. Austin Wells would add another home run in the first inning. The Brewers are down 4-0. As we head into the second, the offense did counter for the Brewers. We had a leadoff single from Sal Frelick. Eventually in the inning, we had Garrett Mitchell get plunked, which meant two were on for Vinny Capra.
1-2 to Capra. And a bullet back up the middle of base hit. Frelick sent around third. He will score without a throw, and the Brewers are on the board.
How about this guy, huh? Home run yesterday and a walk. An RBI today. One-out bullet back up the middle, so Vinny Capra stays hot.
Yeah, Vinny Capra staying hot and really gave a lot of hope in that second inning for the Milwaukee Brewers. They would add two more in the inning thanks to some middle school defense from the Yankees.
1-2. Out in front of the mound, Fried, the Gold Glover. Throws wide, Yelich is safe. The Brewers get another run, throw to third, and Churio is safe there. Boy, take nothing for granted in this one.
Yeah, no kidding. A couple of errors cost the Yankees a couple of runs, maybe more, depending on what happens here. But good base running by Churio to keep going.
Yeah, just keep going. That would be the end of the run scoring. But now the lead down to just one heading into the bottom of the second. Unfortunately, Anthony Volpe was up at the plate.
Fly ball to the left. This one has some carry. First two innings.
Yeah, not a great day for Nestor Cortez in his Brewers debut. He goes two innings, 8 earned runs, 5 walks in the game, 2 strikeouts, and 5 home runs. In comes the rookie Connor Thomas for relief. Well, it can't get worse, right?
High fly ball center field. Mitchell back on the track at the wall. See ya! 3 home runs for Aaron Judge. They've done it again. A record 8 home runs in one game by the Yankees. And it's just the 4th inning.
Yeah, just the 4th inning, and they already had Aaron Judge up to 3 home runs. That was a complete lie. Thomas gave up 3 bombs of his own. He also had 8 runs in 2 innings of work. The game is over at this point, but a couple stat lines to throw out as we wrap this one up. Chad Patrick made his MLB debut for the Brewers. You'll never guess how it went. He gave up a homer as well. 1 inning of 2-run ball, Elvis Peguero pitched two innings with no earned runs, but did allow two. In the eighth, the Brewers actually sent out Jake Bowers, and he pitched a scoreless eighth inning for the Milwaukee Brewers. In the ninth inning, Bryce Terang tried to chip away at the lead.
Terang out towards right center. That's hit well. Still back, and Bryce Terang goes into the Yankee bullpen for a homer.
There you go. Just sitting here thinking, all these home runs by the Yankees. The Brewers haven't hit one, but Terang able to drop the head on one. Exit velocity at about 110.
Oof.
That a baby.
Oh, smoked.
That ball was smoked. However, the score is now 20-9 at this point. That would be the final. Gomez gets the win for New York. Cortez, the loss for the Crew. Brewers fall to 0-2 on the year. The Brewers gave up a franchise record 9 home runs in this game. Nestor Cortez would leave before reporters could speak to him yesterday. However, he did make an appearance this morning with Todd Rosiak, courtesy of his Twitter here. Let's hear what Nestor had to say about his first start as a Milwaukee Brewer.
Yeah, obviously when you allow 8 runs, it's not a good feeling. So obviously didn't go the way I planned, and I'm going to get ready for the next one.
Nestor, how do you process a day like yesterday?
I think just as any other day. I mean, obviously I was facing my former team, but other than that, I was going to go out there and do what I needed to do, which was pitch and try and throw as much zero as I can, which didn't happen. But other than that, everything else was normal.
How weird was it to face people you were close to? Aaron Boone said yesterday that you were one of his favorites, and when facing Judge and all that, how weird was that?
Yeah, it was a little weird. Obviously, I spent, you know, a few years over there, and I was able to be on their side and not have to face them. But I think this comes with the territory, and you know, being a major league pitcher, you never know where you're going to end up. And at some point, you're going to face somebody you know or somebody that's close to you. And just happened to be yesterday.
What wasn't working yesterday when you were on the mound?
Obviously, the 5 walks hurt me a lot. And I feel like they know the type of pitcher I am and what I do and what my strategy is. And it was my fault to not deviate from that. I think they had a plan and they executed well, and I didn't.
Nestor, the start of the game, obviously you're trying to find your footing.
Yeah.
How difficult is it to slow the game down and make that adjustment when they're just...
Yeah, I mean, they're ambushing. They know I throw fastballs. They know... I throw fastballs often, and they know the location I'm going to. So, like I said, it was on me for not making the adjustment earlier or at all the whole day, because the whole day was brutal for me. But I'm gonna learn from it and on to the next start.
What do you think of their bats?
They were doing it last year. I saw that you guys. Oh, you mean like the shape of the bats, or like their bats?
Their shape of the bats. The torpedo bats.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they were doing it last year. That's nothing new to me. I know a few guys that did it last year, so I don't think it matters to me. I get the science and technology behind it, but I don't know. It doesn't really bother me.
Was any of it velocity, or it was just placement of the fastball?
Looking at the, I guess, the reports today, I saw a lot of good quality fastballs up in the zone, which is where I pitch. Like I said, it was just more of their game plan against me. They knew I was going to pitch up there. They knew I threw a lot of fastballs, and I got to be better. I got to be better for that.
Physically, you're okay?
Physically good, yeah. Yeah,
that is Nestor Cortez talking about his first outing as a Milwaukee Brewer. It's the Leadoff Show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook, here on 105.7 and 1250 AM. the fan. What did the skipper have to say after this one? We'll come back after a break here and hear from the manager, Pat Murphy. He did not speak very long to the media. Couple of notes here before we head to break. Nestor Cortez is the first pitcher since Ralph Branca. You remember when Ralph was pitching, right? Back in 1949 to allow 5 homers and 5 walks in a game. The Dodgers were in Brooklyn back then. There were 48 states. This is the first time in American history where there were 50 states and a pitcher has given up 5 home runs and 5 walks in a game. Nestor is the 4th Brewers pitcher to allow 4 homers in an inning, joining Michael Blazak, Mike Caldwell, and of course the legend, Dave Bush. Coming up, let's hear from the manager. It is the leadoff show powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook here on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Line drive, base hit, down the left field line.
Let's see what the skipper has to say heading into today's game. Let's head to the coach's corner. It's the leadoff show powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome back into the leadoff show powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook live here on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan. Here in Hales Corners, Wisconsin. Little bit of a mashup from Pat Murphy. Some notes from yesterday and today for this Coach's Corner. Before we go into that, let's recap the lineups again if you're just joining us here on The Fan for the leadoff show. The Brewers are sending out Aaron Civale for game number 3 in the series finale against the New York Yankees, leading off. For the crew, it's going to be second baseman Bryce Terang. Jackson Churio is in left batting second. Christian Yelich DH is at the 3 spot. Cleaning up for Milwaukee, it's William Contreras playing catcher today. Right fielder Sal Frelick is in the 5-hole again for a 3rd straight game. Jake Bowers gets his first start of the year. He'll play first base and bat 6. Garrett Mitchell's in center again batting 7th. Joey Ortiz at short batting 8th. And another player making their first start, Oliver Dunn, batting 9th. What did Pat Murphy have to say after the 20-9 loss? As you can imagine, he didn't talk for very long with the media.
A lot of positives.
Walk us through some of them. Curious.
You're curious?
Yeah. Which positives do you see from that? Do you take away?
Terang swinging the bat nice. Churio back on track a little bit. At least he didn't punch out in these 5 at-bats. Vinny Capra continues to look like he can be an offensive player. I saw Chad Patrick make one mistake, but he's never been on a major league mound before. And I thought there was some positives there. I thought Peguero, there was some positives there. He didn't throw the ball good. He didn't execute. Didn't throw the ball good. He'd be the first to tell you. The only tell they had is the ball wasn't cutting and he didn't throw the ball where he wanted to, on the side of the plate he wanted to. When you throw those like that and your cutter's backing up, not through the baseball, you've got a team like that. Yankees are a powerhouse.
Yankees are indeed a powerhouse there. Pat Murphy also after the game via Adam McKelvey on Twitter, quote, "You think you've seen it all, and you haven't, because we saw it today. 3 pitches, 3 homers. It's like, really? Usually you wake up from that. You know what I mean? You go, ah, that can't ever happen. Well, it did. First time in MLB history, the first 3 pitches of a ball game for a team were home runs. Couple other news and notes here just to highlight. You forgot to mention a trade yesterday in the Brewers organization. If you remember Brewer Hicklin from spring training this year, he was traded over to the Detroit Tigers for cash considerations. The Brewers also announced who will be the opening day starter. Of course, everyone knew Elvin Rodriguez will get the opener tomorrow. Murph said yesterday, "I know for the fans at home, it would be great to have Quintana or one of our regular rotation guys, but this is the way it is right now. We're beat up. We're hurt. We've got to go through it." They are hurt. There is no doubt about that. The Milwaukee Brewers have a pretty solid starting pitching rotation from top to bottom when everyone is healthy. They are currently without 3 starting pitchers that will be in this rotation for the rest of the season. Brandon Woodruff's going to be back in about May. Jose Quintana should be up in April at some point, and hopefully Tobias Myers, a similar timetable in between one of those two. That will make things interesting with who might get the nod in the Brewers' rotation. Obviously, Nestor Cortes will get one more start, but not a great start to your 2025 campaign if you're going to have a 36 ERA. Other news and notes here from the Milwaukee Brewers game against the Yankees. Did you hear a little bit about Nestor Cortes talking about the torpedo bats? If you are a Milwaukee Brewers fan, if you were on Twitter, any other social media, I'm sure you could not miss this. They even started discussing this on the Yankees broadcast. And I have an interesting story from you here, but if you missed out on what we were talking about with the Nestor Cortes interview, Michael Kay on the YES Network had you.
Now, you see the shape of Chisholm's bat?
I do. It's got a big barrel on it.
Well, it's actually a little bit lower than the barrel. The Yankee front office, the analytics department, did a study on Anthony Volpe, and every single ball, it seemed like he hit on the label. He didn't hit any on the barrel. So they had bats made up where they moved a lot of the wood into the label, so the harder part of the bat is going to actually strike the ball.
That'd be a weird way to hit. It's going up there expecting to get jammed and putting the meat of the bat towards the label.
It'd allow you to wait a little bit longer.
Yeah, your weight, all right.
The weight was not over on the runs. I just wanted to bring up this story. Now, the Kevin Smith, he's a Major League ball player or former Major League ball player. He played a little bit last year. Former Yankee, former A, former Blue Jay. He took to Twitter explaining this torpedo bat. This is the start of the thread here from Kevin Smith. You can follow him at KJS_4. Yes, the Yankees have a literal genius MIT physicist, Lenny, on payroll, and he invented the torpedo barrel. It brings more wood and mass to where you most often make contact as a hitter. The idea is to increase the number of barrels and decrease misses. The MLB has rules on bats like what the weight drop can be, what the density of the wood can be, and how big the barrel can be. Most guys are using bats that aren't even close to maxing out the barrel size. When Lenny measured up his barrel, it is compared to what's allowed, and it was a shocking result. If you see pictures, I posted it out on my Twitter, again, at TommyWSSP. This looks like a massive bat, and technically, you are allowed to distribute the wood somewhere else on the bat if it's not around the barrel, and they have done it closer to the label of the bat. This cannot be allowed. This is going to be either they are going to ban this, or everyone in Major League Baseball will start to use these bats. Another quote here from Kevin Smith. He says that 5 to 10 years from now, this will be all anyone is using. Either way, it was cool to work with a genius like Lenny who wanted to help players in any way possible. Hope he's smiling watching the Yanks hit 9 homers, knowing his bats are the talk of the town. I don't know if they can call it cheating if it's allowed. I'm not going to say that for the New York Yankees. But it's very interesting that now 11 home runs in 2 games and a franchise record 9 yesterday. Anthony Volpe, they talked about specifically for the study on the torpedo bat. And he ended up being someone who's homered now both games. He's looked very good at the plate, very comfortable. Jazz Chisholm, I know, also using this bat. It's going to catch on, and we'll see what other franchises and organizations might do when talking about the torpedo bat. It is the leadoff show powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook right here on The Fan, 105.7 FM, 1250 AM. No expert from Pottawatomie today, but let's go through the betting lines regardless.
At the wall, look it up, see you later!
Let's get the latest on today's odds for the game. What's the best way to go? Let's check in with our expert from the Pottawatomie Sportsbook to find out. It's the Leadoff Show, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Betting odds courtesy of the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Looking at the current line here for first pitch scheduled just about 40 minutes from now, The Milwaukee Brewers, obviously underdogs, but their money line at plus 123. It was plus 135 yesterday. I guess some hope in Pottawatomie that the Brewers able to get one win during this series. Yankees are favorites at minus 143, so still plus money to bet on the Milwaukee Brewers. The over-under is 8.5 on runs. I can't imagine. Hammer the over on this one. The Brewers' bats have done very well. They did very well in Game 2. And the Yankees have superpower juice bats, like a backyard baseball power-up at this point. 8.5 seems crazy low. The run line, Yankees, -1.5. I think that's the one you're going to want to bet on, is the over in this game. 8.5 just does not seem like nearly enough in this game. The New York Yankees are a wagon. I mean, they would have broke that with home runs yesterday. It is a franchise record for them as well. 9 home runs in one game. Coming up, let's get to the keys of the game. It is the series finale of the Brewers at the Yankees in the Bronx. One more sleep until the home opener. If you want to join us, we're going to be at Pauly's Pub tomorrow. I will be there doing the leadoff show powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. We're going to have Sparky there from 10 to 2, and we're going to have local programming all throughout the day, because from 2 to 5, Rami Makhlouf is going to fill in on Wisconsin Sports Daily. Local programming 8 to 10 will be the Mason Crosby Show. No Pack-A-Day Radio tomorrow. After that, it's Steve Sparky Pfeiffer from 10 to 2, and Rami Makhlouf from 2 to 5, as we'll be watching that home opener. Come join us, though, at Pauly's Pub. If you have nothing better to do, if you don't have a ticket to the game, you want a fun atmosphere around to watch baseball, I am so excited to have my first live broadcast out there, meet some fans, and engage with all of you guys who love Milwaukee Brewers baseball. It's the Leadoff Show, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan Studios, live here in Hales Corners. Keys of the Game, up next.
How does the crew win today's game? Who needs to step up? Let's find out with the keys to the game. It's the Leadoff Show, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook, on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome back into the Leadoff Show. Tommy Wirtz, your host here. The Leadoff Show, live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, The Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. You can text in if you want to join the show. Won't be able to screen your call, but 414-677-1250. How do we feel about that game yesterday? How are we feeling about the game today? Because, yikes, that was maybe the least amount of fun I have had watching Brewers baseball. Before we get to the keys to the game, let's hear the lineups from both teams one more time. Yankees starting Marcus Stroman on the bump today. First baseman Paul Goldschmidt leads things off with Cody Bellinger and Aaron Judge. The full former MVP top three starts it off for the New York Yankees. Jazz Chisholm is batting cleanup, playing second base. Anthony Volpe, shortstop, batting fifth. Austin Wells is catching, batting sixth for the Yankees. Jason Dominguez, Ben Rice, Oswaldo Cabrera are your left fielder, DH, and third baseman for New York. On the bump for the Milwaukee Brewers, it's Aaron Civale making his first start of his 2025 campaign. Bryce Turang going to lead things off for the Milwaukee Brewers, playing second base. Jackson Chourios in left, batting second, DHing Christian Yelich at the three spot. The cleanup hitter today, William Contreras, he's going to catch as well. Sal Frelick stays in at five in right field. Jake Bowers gets his first start of 2025, playing first base, batting sixth. Garrett Mitchell in center field. Joey Ortiz at shortstop. Oliver Dunn playing third base are your 7, 8, and 9. What are the keys to the game after two losses in a row to the New York Yankees? And yesterday, a final score of 20-9. Seems pretty simple. Don't give up 9 home runs. That might be a great start and a key to the game. I would say keep the bats hot. You give up 9 runs for the Yankees and you say you win the game by 11, they're not going to believe you during that one. This is a Brewers offense that can stay hot here, and they're going to be facing a righty for the first time. Would love to see them get on the board early. Love putting Bryce Terang up near the top of the lineup. I think that's going to work out awesome. Get someone on base for Churio when he bats second. I want to see Christian Yelich do something again today as well. If he can go yard, let's get someone on the board here that hasn't. Maybe Jake Bowers, the guy to do it today, had a rip yesterday for a double that I thought was actually going to get out, didn't quite make it there. Those are your keys to the game. Why don't we take a look at the pitching matchup here and an eye on the enemy from Marcus Stroman and the crew.
Nobody likes them.
Craig Council returning to American Family Field.
We all want to see them lose.
It's not my job to tell people how to feel about something or even to like figure it out. Like, let people feel how they want to feel, and I'm good with that, you know, and I think it doesn't have to be all positive.
It's time to eye up the enemy for today's game. It's the Leadoff Show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Some news just developing here via Todd Rosiak on Twitter. Rhys Hoskins is one of a few Brewers players who has already put in an order for some torpedo barrel bats. And that became the big storyline yesterday in the game. Rhys Hoskins, get him hot with a couple of torpedo swings out there. That would be awesome. Everyone used the bat. Why would you not at this point? It looks massive compared to what a standard MLB bat you might think looks like. I don't know how it's legal. It doesn't make any sense, but everyone's going to hop on this wave if we're going to have video game home run numbers like Aaron Judge hitting three bombs in a game at eight RBIs for the New York Yankees. Anthony Volpe was the study they did this bat on, and he's homered in both games now. Why not? Everyone just try out the torpedo bat because it looks awesome if you can put up 20 runs in a game. We'll see what develops from that later on. Marcus Stroman on the bump for the New York Yankees. A lot of experience in the lineup right now for Milwaukee. They faced him a few times. Stroman, obviously, former Blue Jay, former Cub, former New York Met as well, now with the New York Yankees. Bryce Terang has not had a lot of success. He's 1-for-6 against Marcus Stroman. Churio looking for his first career hit against Stroman. He's 0-for-2 in the past. Yelich, actually the one with a little bit of success. 3-for-12. He has a home run as well against Marcus Stroman. Jake Bowers, the other man in the lineup who has taken Marcus Stroman live deep at some point in his career. 2-for-11, though, however, 4 strikeouts. Stroman has pretty good numbers against the Milwaukee Brewers right now, but there will be an opportunity for the crew to change that as we are just about 32 minutes away from first pitch. It is the Leadoff Show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Tommy Wirtz here hosting with you as well. Today, the Brewers have to get on the board. You cannot lose in another demoralizing fashion like we saw yesterday. 20 runs, not something you see. Probably the equivalent of what? 50, 60 in football. 50 happens like once a year. Feels like 20 happens about once a year too. It came in game number 2 against the Milwaukee Brewers. On the other side of history, they did give up 9 homers in the game, which is also a franchise record. I don't know what you want to call it. You don't want to say record when it's something so negative. It is the most home runs they have ever allowed in a game as a team. It did not help with Nestor Cortez giving up 5 of them in his 2 innings. Savale, if we can see something out of Aaron Savale, can you please go 5 innings? This team does not need anyone else to come out of this bullpen that does not need to. They're already going to start Elvin Rodriguez tomorrow. He's expected to be an opener. It will be a bullpen game on opening day. We heard Pat Murphy. He said this is not what we wanted to do. It's what we have to do. The team is so beat up. There is no one on this team right now that is going to be guaranteed to start every game, it feels like, this season, other than Freddy Peralta. We could see a bunch of starters. They did it last year. They used like 15 different players to start a game for the Milwaukee Brewers last season. It might be something similar to start as well. Game is at 12:35 today. First pitch for the Milwaukee Brewers. Aaron Civale versus Marcus Stroman. A couple of superlatives from yesterday that we should get to. MVP, some people might have said Garrett Mitchell. I'm giving it to Bryce Terang. He was 1-for-5. He scored 3 runs yesterday. He hit that homer as well. 110 off the bat. Didn't even know Bryce Terang could hit it that hard. Bullpen pitcher of the game, it's got to be Jake Bowers. I mean, you're going to give me an opportunity to hype my boy up right here for sure, but he went an inning. No hits, only one walk. There was not a lot of scoreless innings yesterday when the Brewers were pitching. Maybe Jake Bowers, he'll be the guy to do all that, you know, fill in when the game is out of reach the entire year, proving that yesterday as to why he would do that. Coming up, let's talk with Drew Wagner of Forbes Sports. You can follow him on Twitter at @byandrewwagner. We'll talk about the game yesterday. We'll talk about the game today. Get you all set for first pitch, which is just about to happen here after this show on the program. It is the Leadoff Show, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook.
It's time to get the latest from the clubhouse as we get closer to the first pitch being thrown for today's game. It's the Leadoff Show, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome back to the Leadoff Show, live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, The Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Tommy Wirtz here with you, taking you all the way up until first pitch of the Milwaukee Brewers as their series finale ends with the New York Yankees just a little after 12:35. Here, go through the lineups one time before we get to Drew Wagner. Brewers pitching Aaron Civale for his first outing of 2025. Leading off, Bryce Terang at second base. Jackson Churio in left field is at the two spot. DHing again, Christian Yelich batting third. William Contreras clean things up and catching. Sal Frelick back in the five spot for the third straight game. He'll be in right field. Jake Bowers, first start of the season at first base, will bat sixth. Garrett Mitchell is batting seventh. He will play center field. Joey Ortiz at shortstop and Oliver Dunn at the nine spot playing third base. He is Andrew Wagner from Forbes Sports. You can follow him on Twitter at @byandrewwagner. Joining in now here on the Leadoff Show. Happy Sunday, Drew. How are we doing today?
It's another day in paradise for the Milwaukee Brewers. Able to flush that one away. That was painful. But the beauty of baseball is you don't have long to dwell on it because you have another one right behind you.
Yeah, what the hell happened yesterday, Drew? Because that game was wild to watch. It felt like it was over after three pitches. It wasn't. There was a chance for Milwaukee in that game, but nothing seeming to work. Giving up 16 runs in 4 innings there. What was going on with that one, Drew?
Nah, it was just a no good, awful, very bad day. I think there was a children's book written about that once upon a time. I mean, you see those kind of games happen from time to time. You know, they're not common, but some days you just go out there and you got to wear it. And that was one of those days yesterday. Don't know what was going on with Cortez. You know, obviously the Yankees know how he pitches. They went in there with a plan and they executed it. All there really is to say is it was a bleeping day, and you gotta turn the page. And you're going out there again today. You want to try to avoid a sweep. They've shown an ability, at least last year, to bounce back from these kind of things. They're gonna have to do it again today because that one stung. That one stung bad.
That one absolutely did sting. It was not fun to watch. What do you make of Nestor Cortez's first outing? You know, you can't hold it into standard that he'll give up 8 runs and have a 36 ERA all season long, but not a great start for your Brewers debut. What do you think was going wrong for Nestor on the mound?
I honestly don't know. I mean, he was pitching the way that he pitches, you know, up in the zone. His fastball looked decent. They just kind of were ready for him. You know, they were out there and they were putting barrels on him and they weren't missing. I'm not going to, you know, sit there and say this guy is a bum. And I said going in into the year, and I was having a conversation with some of my colleagues about this before spring training. We kind of were of the consensus, either Cortes is going to be really good or he's going to be really bad. And that was a really bad outing. I don't think it's going to be what you're going to see of him every time out. There's no way a guy is going to be that bad every time out. I think he's going to bounce back from it. The guy's a pro. He's been there before. He knows how to make adjustments. It was a bad start, and you're just going to have those sometimes. I think there were a variety of factors going against him that day. I'm sure that there were some sort of nerves going. You're facing your old team. You're in Yankee Stadium. You know, you can see the first home run and be like, okay, this happened. Second and third on consecutive pitches. Now you're fighting the opponent. You're fighting your stuff. You're fighting the elements. You're fighting your own head. I mean, it was just cavalcade of crap yesterday. I would be absolutely shocked to see a similarly bad performance Cortes next time out.
Yes. It is Drew Wagner here on the leadoff show. Follow him on Twitter at By Andrew Wagner. One last question about yesterday's game before we start talking about today's game. What do you make about the torpedo bat situation? What was your initial thought? They did a whole breakdown of it on the Yankee broadcast on the Yes Network, and then obviously going viral on Twitter. I saw a tweet already from Todd Rosiak that Rhys Hoskins now has put in orders for torpedo bats. Do you think that's going to be more common across the MLB after the performance we saw from New York yesterday?
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, that'll definitely bring some attention to it. I mean, listen, I'm a woodworker, and I've always wondered, like, why the bats are shaped the way they are and why there isn't more of the lumber in the hitting zone of the bat, in the sweet spot of the bat. You know, I don't think the bats were the reason that they exploded for 20 runs yesterday. Maybe they played a factor in it, but I mean, I wouldn't be surprised to see more and more players give it a shot. I think probably the hardest thing to get over is how it looks, because it doesn't look like you expect a baseball bat to look. But if there is results, I mean, ball players are creatures of habit, and they're always trying to find, you know, the next big thing that will help them do their jobs better. You know, the game has shifted in favor of pitching in the last couple of years over this, you know, you could say even a generation. Hitters are trying to figure out ways to adapt, and it's always a cat and mouse game in baseball. And sometimes it takes some things that are a little unorthodox or outside of the box, you know, kind of with the rule change that we've seen the last couple of years. Sometimes you just kind of get over the idea of what should be because of what was and try something different to get different results. And if following, you know, the laws of physics and then woodworking together gives a hitter an advantage, I think he'll see more and more guys swinging those torpedo bats.
It worked out really well for New York yesterday as the Brewers fell 20-9 in New York. Aaron Civale on the bump today for the Brewers. What are you looking to see out of Civale here? Maybe really the last example or experience we'll have with a true starter until we get healthy again in Milwaukee. Civale in game one, what do you want to see after a performance yesterday like that from Nestor, from Aaron today?
I think the first thing you want to see from Civale is, you know, keep the first pitch you throw inside the yard, because the Brewers haven't had luck with that the first 2 days. At this point, I think the only thing that you can hope to see is length. I mean, they badly need a solid inning out of him, and regardless of what the outcome is, they need length right now, badly. They need Civale to go out there and give you 5-6 innings. Ideally, you know, in a position to win the game, that would be the best case scenario. Civale hasn't had the best of luck against the Yankees. I mean, he pitched for the Rays for a long time, so he's seen a lot of them. They've seen a lot of him. They're a really good squad. Civale was decent for the Brewers last year, but most of his success came at home. Does he buck that trend this year? Who knows? But really, more than anything in the world, they just need this guy to go 5-6 innings.
Yeah, eat some time up. Very thin at pitcher right now for Milwaukee. We're here with Drew Wagner of Forbes Sports. Follow him on Twitter at By Andrew Wagner. What do you make of the first right-handed lineup? We saw two lefties going for New York. Now they get to face Stroman. They mixed it up a little bit here. Bryce Tarang leading off. Anything else standing out here in the first lineup we're seeing against Stroman?
Well, it's kind of what you expect for the right-hand lineup. You know, Ollie Dunn's going to go in there and get his first start. You know, we've seen them do this with Tarang and Churio, moving him from the 9 to the 1. So this is, I mean, it all kind of plays out the way that you expect. You expected that for third base they were going to go in there with something of a platoon situation, depending on matchups, until somebody gets hot and takes control of that position. So nothing shocking there. This is pretty much SOP. You know, this is what you expect going in.
Yes, and one more note here, Drew. Today, it sounds like manager Pat Murphy naming Elvin Rodriguez the opening day starter tomorrow. What is your reaction to an opener on opening day? What do you need to know about Rodriguez before he goes out there? What was your reaction when he got the call to be the opening day starter?
Well, it's not so much that he's an opener. I mean, an opener means you're throwing a guy out there like Jared Kenning for an inning before giving it to one of your guys, you know, one of your regular starters for 5 or 6. So basically they're going into the home opener with a bullpen game. And you know what? People are already big mad on Twitter. Well, why not call up Quintana? Why not? He ain't ready. And this is the situation the Brewers pitching is in right now. They are riddled with injuries in the starting rotation. Their starter got rocked yesterday. Rodriguez hasn't gone yet. He's got the ability to pitch with some length. They kind of stretched him out a little bit in spring training. They're going to cover it with the bullpen tomorrow. Supposed to have a pretty good bullpen. So it's not the sexy pick to start a home opener. But at the end of the day, they're trying to win a baseball game. And they're trying to take into account the situation that they're facing right now, which is a tough one. They are beat up, and it sounds like an excuse, but it is the reality. They have got a boatload of pitchers that are on the IL right now that just aren't ready to come out. They're going to make do. They're going to get through it, and that's the best way that they figure that they can get through tomorrow.
Drew, we saw a home run yesterday by Bryce Tarang. Didn't even know he could hit a ball 110 miles an hour. That was awesome. Who's another guy to look at in the lineup today going up against a righty and Stroman? No one really having crazy good numbers. We've seen Yelich take him deep before and Jake Bowers as well. Anyone else in the lineup here against the righty that you might think stands out for Milwaukee to watch today?
I'd like to see what Ollie Dunn can do. You know, he got off to a pretty decent start in a brief amount of time before he got hurt. If he can get his bat going, that'll be much needed. That'll be something that's optimistic for the Brewers. But I mean, they just got to put together some good at bats, and that's one thing to keep in mind from yesterday. Is despite the bludgeoning given up by the pitching staff, the offense showed up yesterday.
Yes,
the offense started to click a little bit yesterday. So yeah, more of that. They need to get their guys going on both ends of the ball.
Is it going to be something to expect platooning, at least in the beginning of the season? Does Capra hit righties well? Did he hit him well in spring? Or is it going to be Ollie Dunn most of the time at third base when we see righties on the mound?
I think it's probably going to line up that way. Capra against the lefty, Dunn against the righty. Like I said, until one of those guys just heats up and goes on one and takes control of that position, kind of like, you know, Jordy Ortiz kind of fell into it by default last year because of injuries, but he established himself as the third baseman. He played his way into that starting job. They will probably split it up on matchups for now, and then if one of those guys starts to go on a heater, he'll get more starts. They'll try him against the opposite hand pitching and see where it goes from there.
He is Drew Wagner from Forbes Sports. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. Drew, have a great rest of your Sunday. Enjoy the game. Hopefully a different result, maybe 20 runs in Milwaukee's favor if we're going to see it again. Have a good rest of your day, Drew.
Take care, Tommy.
That is Andrew Wagner of Forbes Sports. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. Joining us every road game this season. He'll be helping us out with some sound and some interviews throughout the year as well when we are at home, and the Milwaukee Brewers are playing at American Family Field. First pitch is coming up here for the Milwaukee Brewers. Run down the lineups one more time for you here in case you missed them. This is the leadoff show powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Leading off for the Milwaukee Brewers, it's going to be second baseman Bryce Terang. Jackson Churio is in left. Christian Yelich DHing, William Contreras catching, batting cleanup. Sal Frelick in the five spot playing right field. Jake Bowers at first base batting six. Garrett Mitchell in center batting seventh. Joey Ortiz and Oliver Dunn round out eight and nine at shortstop and third base, respectively. We have Aaron Civale on the bump for Milwaukee for his first start of 2025. The New York Yankees going to run back a lineup that looks very similar yesterday when they put up 20 runs. The three MVPs, Paul Goldschmidt, Cody Bellinger, Aaron Judge in the first three, Jazz Chisholm, Anthony Volpe, Austin Wells get up four through six. Jason Dominguez is in left field batting seventh. Ben Rice, we saw him on opening day. He comes back for game three, DHing in the eighth spot with Oswaldo Cabrera batting ninth, playing third base. My pick today, honestly, until any other team uses the torpedo bats, I'll just pick the Yankees on this one. 17-0, 17-6. If Milwaukee's feeling dangerous at the plate, I have no confidence if they're going up against torpedo bats. I am going to start a movement to make sure everyone is either using torpedo bats or no one is using torpedo bats. I am fully convinced.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is going to be a problem. If you guys miss anything on The Fan Milwaukee, download the Odyssey app. Listen to all the local programming we have on. Tomorrow is going to be local programming from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. Starts with the Mason Crosby Show, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. here. After, Sparky is going to be live from Pauly's Pub, 10 to 2 tomorrow with Wisconsin Sports Daily following that. At 2 to 5 with Rami Makhlouf. I will be doing the leadoff show as well. Come hang out at Pauly's Pub tomorrow. Should be a fun time. Milwaukee Brewers versus the New York Yankees. Game 3 from the Bronx underway next. This is the leadoff show powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan.